Hello, this is Cliff Sarin from computerweekly.com, and today I'm speaking with Ocean Walton of Telecom Sans Frontières. Telecom Sans Frontières has organised a day of training for its new recruits, and Ocean will be explaining to me how the day has been running. So what have we achieved today, Ocean?
Well, this simulation exercise is part of a training for our new volunteers. So the idea, after the theoretical part, is to put our staff and volunteers, our new volunteers, in an emergency situation. So we're here to deploy exactly the same services and the same equipment that we would deploy in emergencies. So in earthquake situation, in hurricane situations. So we have here, we first deployed a full communication centers, a center for aid agencies, UN agencies, local international NGOs and local authorities. And this communication center offers the same communications and equipment you would have in an office in London, in Paris or New York. So you have laptops, you have printers, scanners, phones, faxes. This, though, is connected to satellite, because in emergency situations where we deploy, all the communications have been destroyed or are saturated.
Now, I can hear a generator in the background. Why is that there?
Well, energy supply can be a problem in emergencies. The same as telecommunications can be destroyed, well, electricity can also be cut off. So we need to be self-sufficient in terms of energy supply, and that's why we generally use generators in the field. But we also have other sources of energies like car batteries or with homemade connections.
How long would this centre take to set up in a real-life situation?
This centre, I would say, would take about 25 minutes to deploy. You would set up a tent, then by the time you connect all the laptops to the terminal, find the satellite, that would take, I'd say, with a crew of four, would take 20 to 25 minutes.
And what, along with the laptops, what are the satellite equipment that we are using today?
So we have different types of equipment. We have equipment for the first emergency phase, so light, mobile, fast deployable equipment, such as BGAN, RBGAN, and GANM4, which is Inmarsat equipment. This is generally used during the first 2 weeks of an emergency deployment. It's deployable within minutes, so when we arrive, we can connect to the internet, as I mentioned earlier, with this center, within 20 minutes. Then we have a bit heavier equipment, but more adapted for long-term deployments. And this is the VSAT, the Eutelsat VSAT equipment that we have. And this would be deployed after BGAN, as it is cheaper on the long run. It takes longer to put in place, but it's cheaper on the long run. So both equipments are complementary in emergencies.
What would be the main purpose of the BGAN system, and why would you then deploy VSAT afterwards?
The BGAN provides internet connectivity and voice communications at the same time. The thing with BGAN is that it's deployable within minutes, but in terms of communication costs, it can be quite expensive in emergencies. Whereas VSAT, you would pay a monthly fee with unlimited bandwidth. It takes longer to deploy, but and you need a license to deploy it also in emergency, so it takes longer. But on the long term, of course, VSAT is cheaper.
We're walking over to a 4x4. So tell me about this vehicle.
Well, this vehicle, this 4x4, which was donated by Nissan, it carries a satellite dish, which is similar to a VSAT, but it's actually an all-in-one vehicle. It actually enables us to deploy anywhere in the world with a fixed satellite antenna on top of the roof of these 4x4. And this VSAT offers a 2 megabyte connection, so it's pretty much similar to the connection you would have in an office. And it offers voice communications, voice over IP, internet access, so email, people can check their emails, and you just connect a laptop, you're in the car, and you connect your laptop to the satellite dish, and there you go, you have all communication facilities you need.
Okay, so the exercise today, how long has it lasted?
Well, it took our team to deploy all the equipment, so there were different centers. There was also the humanitarian calling for civilians simulation, where we offer free calls to civilians. The whole setup took about an hour. So there were three tents in total, two satellite dishes, five satellite data transmitters also, and of course all the IT equipment to go with this.
Beyond the training that these telecoms graduates, networks and telecoms graduates would get, before they go in the field, what other preparation in terms of IT would they and telecommunications would they require?
Of course, before we send people to the field and our volunteers, of course the IT and technical skills are very important, but we also train our volunteers on humanitarian environments, security procedures, all the things you need to know when you deploy in emergencies. It's not all about equipment. It's a lot about when you work in emergencies, which are very special conditions, in hurricanes, earthquakes, working with the UN and several different actors in the field, you need to be aware of a lot of things, and not only about technical and IT stuff. So that's why there's a training also before the simulation exercise. There is a training in a classroom.
Classroom training, yes.
Exactly, where we present all the different aspects of an emergency deployment.
Thank you, Ocean, and thank you for listening. Please join me again on www.computerweekly.com/podcasts.